Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ross Wilson, weighing in on that live cattle marketing committee meeting of last week. Back with Ross in just a moment.
The OCA Ranch Rodeo is coming up on August 21st and 22nd at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. This event features 12 historic Oklahoma ranch teams in head-to-head competition for bruises and bragging rights. Chairman of the rodeo, Weston Gibbons, says this is cowboys helping kids.
It's a ranch rodeo with a cause. You can go find ranch rodeos to go to around the state, but there's a lot of things special about this ranch rodeo. What we do with the money generated, we give that money to the Children's Miracle Network.
Tickets to the ranch rodeo are available online at okcattleman.org.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event. It's safe to say that coming out of that live cattle marketing committee meeting last week at the summer cattle industry meeting of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, all groups want more cash cattle trade. Ross Wilson, president of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, says his organization most certainly wants that, and he believes that cow-calf operators around the country want that as well. Some state cattle organizations wanted a regulatory approach to increasing live cattle trade. Ross Wilson says others still want to go the market-driven route.
There were a multitude of states that were supporting at least a little more time for a voluntary solution. And really, Ron, that's what this boiled down to, was purely a disagreement in timing. Everybody wants to have robust price discovery. There's a group of people, including Texas Cattle Feeders Association, that has been working really hard for the last several months, and in fact, the last 3 months, have achieved robust price discovery trade levels, negotiated trade, whether it be cash or a negotiated base price for a grid, that Dr. Steve Kuntz's research indicates we needed to get to, which for the TCFA region is 13,000 head per week. For the last 3 months, we have been at 14,000 to 15,000 head a week. The group that feels like we've given adequate time was simply saying, we don't think without some kind of additional pressure on the packers primarily, not as much the feeder side of the equation, negotiation equation, but on the packers, if there's not some kind of pressure, we won't be able to sustain that. Our group simply said, let's work on this through the end of the year.
A compromise was struck between the two factions. A working group's going to come up with trigger levels that would measure how robust live cattle trade is.
This working group will take all of that into consideration, come up with a recommendation to NCBA leadership. We think that we will be consistently achieving those target goals by voluntary means. If we fail to do that, we being the group collectively, because there were feeders from Kansas and Colorado and other places around the nation, and there were cow-calf states from the California, Montana, South Dakota, Florida, Oklahoma, that agreed with the voluntary approach being given more time. So we worked all that out. We established this policy. We will move forward.
In the midst of all that, you've still got a tremendous backlog of cattle that we're trying to slowly but surely work our way out from under. It's not normal times. So, I mean, you know, does that make it harder?
There's 2 points to that. We've got the backlog to work through, and then we've got the shackle space to what you're getting at. The industry's doing a really nice job of moving the backlog of cattle. Some of our members believe we'll get that done before the end of the year, whereas when we first got into the COVID debacle, we thought it would be the end of the year or into Q1 of next year. So the industry is doing a great job, feeders and packers, of getting those cattle processed. But it still speaks to your issue of leverage, which is a supply and demand situation between the number of fed cattle available and the shackle spaces at the packing plants. The packers have some flexibility in managing that as far as numbers of hours they run per week. You know that very well. Are they going to run 5 days? Are they going to continue to process cattle on Saturdays? How's that all going to play out? We don't know. You know, we had a microcosm of that when the Holcomb plant burned and Packers stepped up and killed the same number of cattle with the loss of that, I think it was 6 or 7% of the fed cattle processing capacity in the nation existed at Holcomb, 6,000 head a day, I believe. So it remains to be seen as to what the impact will be and being able to work through this backlog of cattle and continuing to meet these other goals that we now have as far as the voluntary proposal.
If the market-driven approach doesn't work, then NCBA will turn to government for regulatory help on live cattle trade. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Beeper Seed Farms has four excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from this year. Bob Dole, SY Monument, Green Hammer, and Smith's Gold all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.